poll, only 49% think Joe Biden is mentally stable enough to be president. By Wendell Hasebo on September 20, 2021. Only 49% of registered voters think President Joe Biden has enough mental soundness to serve as president, a Sunday Fox News poll revealed. Respondents were asked, "Do you think Joe Biden has the mental soundness to serve effectively as president, or not?" While 49% said yes, 48% said no. When respondents were asked weeks before, between September 7 to 10, 49% said yes, and only 45% said no, handing Biden 3 more points of less confidence in his mental soundness on Sunday. On the question asking if respondents believe Joe Biden is a strong leader, or not, only 45% said yes, down 4 points from October of 2020. 53% said Biden is not a strong leader, up 8 points since October 2020. The poll also asked, "Do you think the country has become more or less united since Joe Biden took office?" 54% of the country is less united, while 37% said the country is more united since Biden took office. The poor polling numbers on Biden's mental soundness come as the Foreign Relations Committee's ranking member, Senator James Risch, RID, on September 14 questioned who is in charge of the Biden-Harris administration. "There's real questions right now as to who's making the decisions," he questioned State Department Secretary Antony Blinken. "We know for a fact that the President of the United States is somewhat disadvantaged here, in that someone is calling shots. He can't even speak without someone in the White House censoring it or signing off on it." Risch explained about numerous incidents when the White House feed was cut mid-sentence by a puppeteer act while Biden was speaking during a scheduled event. "The president speaks for himself," Blinken responded. "Anyone who tries to stop Biden from saying what he wanted to say, speaking his mind, would probably not be there long for their job," Blinken claimed. Blinken's supportive comments about Biden's mental stability is contradicted by the following incidents when, for unknown reasons, the White House has awkwardly cut off Biden from speaking. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.